Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Farming and ranching is a very diversified business, depending on region, crop, and livestock involved. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to write rules and regulations on child labor for the whole country. But that's just what the Labor Department is doing. The rules will fall under the Child Labor Standards Act, passed in 1970, and will bar children under 16 years old from handling some equipment and other operations. Now, here are some of the provisions. No work with animals. Don't handle pesticides. Timber operations are off limits. Don't get close to manure pits or grain bins. Stay away from grain elevators, silos, feedlots, stockyards, livestock auctions. And stay off the tractor. They don't restrict riding a horse yet. When will they put that horse on the list? Maybe they do plan to make the horse off limits. Horses are livestock. When I was a kid, we had two old horses named Bert and Bill. They pulled a two-row corn planter. I was hanging around them all the time. I drove our Farm OLM tractor when I was 11 years old, pulling the hay rack, while my dad and the hired hand forked loose hay on the rack. When I was 14 years old, I worked for a neighbor, driving his tractor, pulling his hay baler. He paid me $1.25 per hour. That was big money then. The regulators that we're talking about have an exemption for children of a farm family, but what about all the children that might not be from your farm family? You wouldn't dare invite them out to the farm, much less allow them to do anything out there. And I know that farming and ranching is a dangerous business. However, this sounds like an overreach for the federal government. Wouldn't it be better to let the states regulate if they thought it was really necessary? To have the kids watching TV may be safe, but it might be better to have them out doing something. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.